We have Martha Bang, Forever Homes, in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome.
We're like the tiny part of agriculture. Yeah. Like, our license is under the Department of Agriculture. Okay. But, you know, you think agriculture, right, and you think livestock and farming and all these fun things, but we fall under that, like, way at the bottom, I suppose. But
oh, yeah. 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 So right now, we're coming up on the Easter season, and a lot of folks this time of year I think my wife was a victim of this also. Chicks become something where you'll go to Baumgars or you'll go somewhere to Tractor Supply, check it out, bring one home.
Yeah. So just talking about thinking through our pet purchases, you know, those chicks are super cute. And sure, they're super cute when you put them in the Easter baskets for the kids, but then what? You know, so, you know, Baumgars and Tractor Supply have their chicks out. Of course, it's spring. You know, the farmers are replenishing their chickens and looking for new layers and all of that good stuff. But, you know, unless you're fully prepared to have that animal as a pet and care for it in every way it needs, don't buy one.
Yeah.
if you're not ready. And chickens are not allowed in town by ordinance.
That's what I was going to ask next. Can't have poultry or ducks or geese or anything, right?
Nope. So no bird pets in town.
Well, unless you're supplying all your neighbors with eggs, then nobody will talk.
No comment. And that goes for bunnies as well. You know, baby bunnies are super cute. I have zero against bunnies. I have fostered some bunnies that needed a place to land to heal for a while. But bunnies do also take care. Regular cleaning, feeding, watering. You know, bunnies don't do well if they're not socialized. It's difficult for us to rehome them when we get them surrendered, because people get them and then they're like, well, my kids said they were going to take care of them. And 2 weeks later, it's old news.
Yeah.
You know, and so if those bunnies haven't been handled by children and humans, it makes a very difficult adoption for them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make sure that we're not impulse buying. And that goes for all animals, quite honestly. They do require upkeep and feeding and vet care and all of those fun things. So make responsible pet adoptions purchases. Right.
This time of year, is there, I guess, for dogs, or what kind of things should we be thinking about for dogs and then for cats also?
So a couple things. It's spring. It's what we call kitten season. Making sure that our pet kitties are spayed and neutered so that we don't have kittens being born to an already overpopulated, you know, shelter, town, whatever.
Yeah.
Same with dogs. You know, it's a good time to think about making sure that vaccinations are up to date. I know we've been here on the radio with the police department. We did have a parvo outbreak. So, you know, make sure you're talking to your veterinarian and checking your records and making sure that all those vaccinations are up to date. When the weather gets nicer, more people are out walking their dogs, going to the dog park, all of those good things. And your dog can pick that up anywhere. If they're vaccinated, they're pretty well protected from any risk of actually getting parvo. Puppies are most at risk, young, underdeveloped immune system. So, you know, when you're getting a new puppy, make sure you're talking to your family veterinarian about the things that you're supposed to do and how often you're supposed to do it. So puppies are a little high maintenance. They need some booster vaccinations and things like that. So yeah, keep up on that vet care.
On the cats, same kind of deal?
Cats, same kind of deal. Cats don't, the most risk for cats is like upper respiratory infection kind of stuff. If they have had their FVRCP vaccinations, they probably aren't going to be greatly affected by that. So again, just making sure those vaccinations stay up to date. A lot of people that have cats say, well, my cat doesn't go outside, so it doesn't need to be vaccinated. Well, one, a rabies vaccination staying current is required by state law. That there is absolutely nothing any of us are going to do about that. So making sure that stays up to date. That FVRCP is not required by state law, but again, it protects against many different things in case your kitty does get out. So, you know, just providing for your pets like you do for your children is important. So we've got a couple of events coming up.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, so March 27th, we are, La Hacienda is hosting, hosting, I guess, for the day. 15% of sales all day, takeout, carry out, delivery, whatever. 15% of those proceeds are going to go to us, and we're going to be putting those towards the Parvo bill. So that's coming up. April 7th will be our next nail trim on that Sunday from 2 to 4. All animals and critters are welcome as long as they are on leash or in safely in a carrier. So that's what we have coming up. But I was going to ask you guys, like, what is it that, what questions would you, do you have sometimes? Like, what comes to mind? What's your first question?
My first question is, how is the Parvo situation?
It's good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about too.
So Roxy and Harlow were two females that were brought in on March 2nd. They were the last to test positive on March 12th. And I have been handling their care every day. And they're doing really great. They actually never got terribly sick, but their tests were positive. Okay. So they're doing really good. They're super sweet dogs. Somebody raised them and loved them. They know how to sit. They know how to kennel. They're
that's good.
So sweet. Two little houndy things. I love them so much. So they're, everybody's doing really well. Everybody's recovered well. So we are in the clear as of the evening of March 26th. So March 27th, we'll start, we'll reopen for strays and good stuff. So, yep, nobody got real sick. We've had meds on hand for all of that. So everybody's doing really good.
Okay. Flea and tick, is that
flea and tick
coming up
also,
here soon?
Also, yes, yeah. Flea and tick. A lot of people, you know, when we have these kind of super cold winters, all of those things hopefully die outside. So some people take the winter off from doing those monthly preventatives. It's time to get those back on board. It always seems like there's a big flea kind of uptick in the spring and also in the fall, like one last hurrah, I guess. Mm-hmm. So making sure that those preventatives, you can pick those up from your veterinarian. You know, Dr. Dobish is here the first and third Saturday of every month, so he'll be back the sixth before he's back again, but you can pick those up from him as well.
Best way to get a hold of Forever Homes?
You can reach us many different ways. You can call or text our phone number, which is 402-979-8800. You can message our Facebook page. Both avenues were pretty responsive within a matter of hours. Depending on those things are kind of manned by volunteers and myself, so kind of, you know, it might be hit or miss to get the phone answered because everybody's busy caring for the animals. But, you know, we're happy to answer any questions anyone has about anything that's going on. Even if it's just a, hey, I have a new puppy and is there a puppy class nearby? Or, you know, I'm new to the area and what veterinarian do you recommend? Yeah. Anything like that, please feel free to give us a call. We're happy to help answer your questions and help you work through whatever you might be dealing with.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you again for your time.
Thanks for having us on again.